Welcome back here in the Huddle, 101.3 The Game, 1013thegame.com. Finally, some nice weather outside for us up here in Burlington, the rest of the Champlain Valley. Mid-50s, getting to 60 this weekend. It feels finally like spring, and that means it's appropriate that right now the Masters is going on down at Augusta National. Let's go out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line and get the scoop from Augusta from Dave Kamens, longtime producer at the Golf Channel, also host of the Golf Pod podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. Dave, how are you?
Very well, and so excited. This is the happiest time of the year for me.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. I'm sure you are happy. Let me ask you this, because I'm a diehard baseball fan, and I'll watch baseball no matter what, and I hate when people tell me, baseball needs the Yankees to be involved. Baseball needs the Red Sox to be involved. It makes me so mad. Why does golf need Tiger to be involved?
Well, he's driven the ratings for 25 years. I mean, he doesn't have to be. It just helps. I happen to think this current crop of superstars is amazing. But Tiger created this wave of superstars. Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, Jason Day. They grew up idolizing him, looking at him as not just a golfer, but an athlete.
Dave, what's Tiger actually like? Is he a good guy? Has he changed it all?
Next question. No, I'm kidding. He has changed. He's absolutely lightened up. I think many, many reasons for that. Being humbled in public more than four times might do that to you. But when I was dealing with him on a week-to-week, month-to-month basis, outwardly, not that good a dude. As fierce off the course as he was on. Now, being a public figure is something that you and I probably don't know to the extent that he's known it his whole life.
True.
But I'm sorry, kind of comes with the territory, you know. $50 million contracts from Nike at age 21. I'm sorry. It kind of comes with the territory. So I can't say he's handled his celebrity well. He would tell you he was, as he said in that fateful press conference, he was entitled. He felt entitled. And believe me, that's the way he acted back in the day. Now, he's a humbled and changed man. I think kids do that. And I think public humiliation has added to that.
Dave, what's it like being on the grounds at Augusta Masters Week as someone who's done it multiple times?
Yeah, it never gets old. It's glorious. This year, the spring rains have been extensive, so everything's just that much greener, and the flowers are that much in bloom, that much more in bloom. It's glorious. It's so cool. It's what you don't see on TV, as they say, is the undulations. That not only could you ski, like Killington down the 10th fairway, but the 10th green, is up on an ant hill that to this moment I can't tell you how anybody pars it. Your second shot is downhill side hill unless you get incredibly lucky. So to an uphill green, it's just bizarro land, and it's the Church of Golf, the Sistine Chapel, if you will.
Dave Kamens, longtime producer at the Golf Channel, also hosted the Golf Pod podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. He's here with us on the Huddle, 101.3 The Game, 1013thegame.com. Dave, when we come in here on Monday, we're doing our show. What will be the reason that the winner won at Augusta?
Well, that's what's so damn cool about this tournament is they will have gathered all of their mental and physical skills on the back nine. That's the thing. It all comes down to that last 2 hours. And even that drive on 18, which looks like you're hitting, between, two cars that are parked next to one another in a parking lot. It is an incredible test all the way home. And what's so damn great is that not only do we as viewers know, but the players know exactly where the hole location's going to be, pretty much what the wind's going to be doing. It is a mental and physical test. And that's why I think it comes down to experience. You just don't see a whole lot of Johnny jump-ups. And if they do somehow break through, like a Danny Willett, who, you know, you have to look up when he won, right? Somewhere in the aughts. But then he's never heard from again. That's just super rare. It's going to be a guy like Adam Scott, a Tiger Woods. I don't think Phil will hold on, but, you know, Phil Mickelson, someone who's been there, done that, that's who handles the heat.
What about our Vermont native Keegan Bradley? Decent day on day one. Keegan Bradley got a chance to make some noise this weekend or what? Not the answer we wanted, Dave.
Sorry. Yeah, I don't think so.
How about Ricky Fowler? When is he going to get the monkey off his back? We got it off Sergio's. When can we get it off Ricky Fowler's?
Yeah, that's a terrific question. I don't know what goes on there. That is a mystery to me. He's such a nice dude, and he is settled down now with one gal. I think that can't hurt his chances. I think Ricky will break out. I think he'll win a major this year. I'm not sure this is the week, but I see one or two majors in the next eight for Ricky. I really do. He has the ability. He's with the right teacher. He seems to have everything you need. But boy, is it a razor-thin difference between the greats these days. This is the greatest field to ever assemble to play the Masters. Dustin Johnson did not slip on a set of stairs.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods, you know, made it to the post. So that means that this is the greatest assemblance of talent ever at one time to be at Augusta National.
Dave, between your time working at the Golf Network, you've seen a lot. Between Tiger Woods and John Daly and Bubba Watson, there's got to be a good story in there somewhere that you could tell for the air.
I produced John Daly's reality show, if you will, for two seasons, and
on one hand
it was pure torture, and I'll explain why, and on the other hand it was pure joy. As a producer who wants content, a guy with a cigarette in one hand and a light beer in the other just doesn't give you a ton. It's just his day-to-day is not all that damn exciting, but what a gigantic heart. What just a fine man who wants to help others, uses his celebrity in a good way, but as far as his ways and means of living, and all the talent wasted, in my opinion. You know, two majors, he should have won oodles of tournaments, but he just didn't take care of himself and didn't really work on his game. But as far as pure hands and eye hand, and ability to you know, carry bunkers, you know, at 280. Nobody like him. But I just wish he was a little better to himself and a little more interesting for our show back in the day.
Dave, what can we hear on the Golf Pod podcast that you're on now?
Scott Root is my walking dictionary, my walking encyclopedia, I mean, golf encyclopedia. And we pull from our experience out on tour, knowing the players like we do, knowing these tournaments, and really it's a weekly walk down what's happening on tour, what happened, what's going to happen, and we love interacting with the fans and getting into the real intricacies of the game. A little bit of instruction, because I headed up instruction at Golf Channel for so many years and played with so many pros on my show called Playing Lessons. It's a romp through professional golf, and we do it every week. It drops Tuesday mornings.
Dave Kamens, longtime Golf Channel producer, hosted the Golf Pod on the Believe Podcast Network. Dave, if you're up in Vermont, I'll take you up to Quinneyasca, and you can help me fix my slice.
I can't wait.
Dave, thank you.